Season 3, Episode 11, new trucks, baby. This is a very exciting podcast for me. And as you know, if you've been around Boyd for a while, some of the guests, some of the people that's subscribing to this podcast, you probably know the guy that's beside me. But for the ones that don't know him, this is Mr. James Morris. James is our director of maintenance, and James has the unique job of designing all our trucks. And James do a great job for the ones that have seen our trucks in the past. I think we have 15, 20 different flavors. James is the man behind all those designs, and he does such a great job. And so I'm not going to take the spotlight today by doing all the talking. I'm going to let James talk to you guys about what you know, the new trucks that we have coming in, and kind of talk to you guys about some things on the new trucks that you guys can look forward to going forward. So James, talk to us about the new trucks, man, some of the key features that drivers should expect when they're on board to these new trucks.
Well, thanks for the introduction, Nick. The biggest thing about the new trucks I want to say is probably that beautiful coral red is the color they call it, but it's more of a crimson color, I'd say.
Roll Tide.
Well, it just happens to work out that way sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But one of the biggest features you'll notice inside the truck, we're able to actually get the refrigerators installed from the factory now. So that'll be inside the truck with the truck as it's new. It also covers with the warranty that comes on the chassis, 5 years, 500,000 miles on these trucks as well. A slightly larger driver's side tank to make it comparable to the other side, so that we have same gallons on each side of the truck now. And then the one of the biggest safety features that's changed this year is Wingman or Bendix Fusion has made a advance and an update to their product, which is called Stop and Go Resume. So if you're in a cruise control situation and a truck in front of your vehicle in front of you stops, it will stop the truck and then will auto resume if conditions are right for it to, without driver intervention. So it's a safety feature, driver, you know, assistance features they call them. So hopefully help with a little fatigue issues and stop and go traffic. Might give you a little rest on one of your legs so you don't have to push the brake or the gas as much. But you know, that's one of the features. And they have one more, which is a highway departure detection, which will stop the truck if it, in certain situations, if it thinks you're actually driving off the highway, won't. But if you inattentionally leave the highway, it'll alert you, and then it can apply the brakes to bring the truck to a stop if possible.
Wow, that's I didn't even know we made that much change to the new trucks, and that's awesome because those are driver friendly things, and especially with having the refrigerator, that's always a big plus for guys, because that's most of the time when guys on board, and they always ask, hey, where do I get a refrigerator? Well, if you're on board into one of our new ones, you don't have to ask that question any longer. I actually want to get in one and drive it around a little bit, but don't have my CDLs. And I know you talked a little bit about the color starting off, but tell me the thought behind that color. What made you decide to pull the trigger on that color?
Well, a few years ago when we first started getting Kenworth, we did a color of the month kind of thing. And it was just an interesting thing. We had a different color just to see. And, you know, everyone's different. You know, you look outside in the parking lot, none of the cars are all the same color, right? Everyone's got a different colored car. What speaks to you may not speak to me. And vice versa. You may be loud. I may be more muted. You may like a bright green car or something. That's just how people are. And our drivers are the same way. They're not the same guy. They all like different things. So, true story, the scariest color I ever did was the breast cancer awareness truck, because that is the Susan G. Coma pink, and everyone knows that is really pink. And everyone has had two people's had the truck. They love that color. That's not my color for you to know that we choose, but you know, it's appealing to some, and not to mention the sentimental value of that truck that to the drivers.
And just want to give a shout out to Felicia. I think she's probably about 15 weeks from having that truck paid off, so it's moving from one home to another one, and she's did us a great job, and she do a great job of represent what that truck represent. She do a great job moving it across America. So, and I'm probably sure she's really appreciative that you designed that truck, man. And it happened to work out from one person to the other one, with the name that was on that truck. So that was amazing. So James, When you're sitting in the office thinking about the new designs and some of the new technology, obviously with some of the stuff that you talked about earlier, you commit yourself to making sure that these guys are in the top line equipment.
Correct.
Talk to me about that. Well, I mean, how did you come? I mean, I think you were the former driver.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Is it something that you would have preferred to have? Or talk us through, you know, why do you always get, you know, top of the line equipment? Why do you always purchase top of the line equipment? Because there's a lot of trucking companies, their trucks are not outfit like ours.
Sure. It's kind of a philosophical conversation to have. Is if we value our drivers as the people that we say we value them as, and we go and we put them in the stripped down, you know, truck that's not, you know, up to what we would say, hey, you're the top of the line driver, we're going to give you the best equipment on the road. To me, that's a philosophical conversation that is had internally. And then I think that if we will continue to go out and say, hey, Mr. Driver, we want to only recruit the best, the safest, the most courteous drivers on the road, the hard workers that get out and get the job done, I want to give them the best equipment they can to do that. And then, of course, the most comfortable that we can provide them while they're out and away from home and traveling up and down the highways. And, you know, the APUs are on there, the ADOS, the driver assistance features are on there to try to help make their lives as easy and as comfortable as humanly possible. It's still a hard job, but at least it's a nice place to relax or to return to.
Awesome. That's awesome. So my favorite part of the new truck is, you know, I like the blackout features. I think you did an amazing job with the blackout features on the last three or four series that you put out. And then the box. I think we have our own headache box that's designed to our truck specifically. The box and the blackout features are my favorite. I know you did a lot of designing, and I know it's a lot of parts on that truck that you like, a lot of things that you like. Talk to us about something that you like. What's your favorite about the truck?
Well, I was sitting around, you know, just pondering life one afternoon and thought that, you know, we have a big blocky door sign. We had a door sign that was kind of blocky. We've had the big B's over time, and we've had different iterations of how we do our logo. And I don't really know where it came from, but I was thinking, you know, how about an old school kind of rat rod softball jersey kind of logo? And so I started working with our graphics folks, and we came up with what we have today. Mm-hmm. And it took a little time, but we work through it, and this is where we are for now, and then who knows what next year's will look like. We'll start working on that one here in a little bit. I do know next year we'll have to incorporate some other logos in as well, somewhere in the design feature, so that's a nice challenge to have a little bit.
Man, that's awesome. So James, just want to thank you, man, for coming on here, letting the audience know about the new trucks. I've been having a lot of questions about them, so it's good that we decided to put something out on the podcast. And you know, I can't wait to do this again, because thank you for you update them. I think you order a batch every year, and because of the cycle, I think you get to stay on a 3-year cycle.
Four-year
cycle.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, can't wait to see the next design. You do an amazing job of designing the trucks. I like the military green with the blackout. I like the state trooper blue with the blackout. And I mean, I didn't think we could get any better. And then all of a sudden this truck show up on the yard. And I ask James all the time, man, what about the new truck? What about the new truck? So he always tell me, just wait, you'll see it. And every time I'm always more and more surprised, because I didn't think we could get any better. And he seemed to surprise me every time. So thank you for what you do, man. And it's a great retention tool. Guys like the new trucks. I mean, especially when you're putting money on the backside of them. And so thank you, man. And guys, to the fleet, you know, we have a lot of different ways to make money. Just make sure you get in touch with the fleet managers, get in touch with myself, your operations manager, BJ and Daniel. We're here to help you guys. Got a lot of opportunity here at Boyd Brothers. We just need guys taking advantage of it. And anybody that want to watch this podcast, you know, we're subscribed to TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and any other social media site out there. And to any truck driver that's looking for a truck driving career versus a truck driving job, go Boyd.